Matthew's Gospel has a much briefer nativity story than Luke's. I could really bore you with why that is the case, but because it's Christmas, I won't. That's all right. It was my son who was supposed to heckle me, John, not you, but please carry on. It's a real joy to experience Christmas through the eyes of a child. I'm now, I know I look good on it, I'm in my mid-40s. Yes. And, you know, I'd become jaded over the years. I didn't really, you know, Christmas, it was nice to have a couple of days off work, but the whole "it's Christmas"-ness of it had really passed me by. Having Nate, having a two-year-old, this is the first Christmas that he remembers, obviously he's experienced two others, but this is the first one where he actually knows Christmas is coming. Father Christmas with the presents under the tree. And just experiencing the last 6 weeks through his eyes has really brought back to me the joy of Christmas, to actually see it and enjoy it through the way he enjoys it. As I had mislaid my joy of enjoying the festive period, have we over time become jaded and lost our wonder at what the Bible says about Jesus' birth? God incarnate. Now, incarnate for most of the year is what I say to my son when I want to get him in an automobile. Incarnate. That was the pun, Emma. Was it a good pun? I've basically spent 11 months working on that. God incarnate. God becoming human, coming to dwell with us. Are we so familiar with the story of Jesus that we're no longer amazed by the truth of the incarnation, that the Son of God was sent on earth to us? As the last two verses in the passage that I read said, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Three simple words translated into English. Easy to say, impossible to truly understand. God was sent to dwell with us. In Emmanuel, in God with us, we have a creator who literally became flesh. Just like you and me. A God who came down to our level. A God that we could see, embrace, talk to face. A God who knows what it is to be human, with all the laughter and tears, sorrow and joy that comes from being alive. About this, the writers of the Hebrews wrote in Hebrews 4, and I'm taking this from the Message paraphrase, we have Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God. We don't have a priest who's out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing. He has experienced all of it, all but the sin. When actually in the middle of tough times, it can be extremely hard to remember the truth of this, but that Jesus knows, Jesus really, really knows what it is that we're going through. So he can bring all our joys, all our sorrows, all our pain, all of it to Jesus, because he has experienced it all. And how can we do that? What right of access do I, as a mere man, have to the Son of God? In Emmanuel, God with us, has another meaning too for believers in Christ. Because Christ didn't just live 2,000 years ago and then pop off back to heaven and leave us alone. For followers of Christ, Emmanuel also means God within us. Jesus talked about this himself. It was written in, as he said, and John wrote it down in his gospel, in John chapter 14. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you, and you will realize that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. A couple of years later, Paul wrote to the Colossian church about this amazing truth. In Colossians chapter 1, God has chosen to make known the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we have a creator God living in our hearts who can actually relate to us. God within and alongside us, who knows what it actually is to be like us. And that's just one of the reasons why 2,000 years ago, an angel popped down from heaven to a group of shepherds in a cold, dark night and told of great news, of great joy for all the people. Why? Because we have Emmanuel. Cheers.